Buddha said, don't underestimate the power and the beauty of the smallest act of kindness. Don't underestimate it in relationship to giving kindness to yourself or kindness to other beings. Now, this quality of kindness, which we nourish and cultivate in this practice, is called metta. And it's also a quality that we translate as love. The expression of that quality of love is a very universal love. And that's really something which is interesting, because there's so many types of love, right? There's passion, sentimentality. There can be a lot of romantic love. This usually are types of love that are offered to specific beings. The type of love that is expressed and defined as metta is said to be unconditional love or universal love, if we want to use that word. And in fact, the full kind of term is loving kindness. So there isn't this field of direct understanding which is based on personal contact, which means that the quality of metta, as I said yesterday, can really flow in a very light way, but it's not defined to certain types of being. And therefore, it can be vast, and it can be limitless. We can offer this generosity of heart, like Joseph was talking about last night, to anyone and no one, meaning that it is the quality of presence which holds the care, the kindness, and naturally flows out from a heart mind that has been purified. So it doesn't need specific objects. And when we say objects, you can say people. You don't need to have someone to have this quality flourish within yourself. And this is why it can be offered in a very free flow way. And I'm speaking about this because, again, this morning, a few questions arose in the interviews asking why sometimes metta is presented in a way where we're really very kind of formal and using the category of beings, and other times we're very clearly much more open without any specificity, you want to say, in relationship to expressing this intention to anyone specific. And this is exactly why, because in reality, as you know, in our vipassana, in our wisdom, mindfulness and wisdom practice, very clearly we begin to feel this sense of connection, the sense of connection with ourself, whether there is a person or not. It really does. It's not the object here that counts. And yet, there's this wonderful possibility also of having a quality of heart and mind when it's present, and there's an encounter with a being, any being, actually, if it's metta, the kindness will just express itself. And the possibility, really, this way of allowing ourselves to meet what is in relationship to this type of kindness is said in the teachings that it's the very simple absence of reactivity. meaning that it's not something kind of, you're looking for a super beautiful mind state and you're in bliss and then you're going to fly up in the air and you're going to have extraordinary ways that you'll have vibrations and your heart's going to be filled and you're going to see the devas and what. So it's not at all that. It's really a sense that the quality of presence is just open. It's not opposing what is. So it's very real in a way. And naturally this wonderful quality of heart mind can manifest in very many different ways. And the description in the teachings is quite simple. It says that instead of often looking for the defects, the defaults, the errors, right? Everything that's not okay, that's not all right in ourselves. Instead, we are enabling and looking for the good. And the proximate cause is to see the good. And so the intention that we are cultivating in this specific practice is the intention to incline the heart and mind towards the good. And that changes immensely the relationship to what is happening within ourselves or in relationship to other beings. Because the tendency of the heart-mind that is encumbered and hindered often kind of without noticing because of confusion and ignorance just tends to go in the other direction. There's a way that we tend to look at what's not okay, what's missing, what's not here. And that, of course, fuels further negativity. So there's a real intention here of cultivating a wholesome quality of connectedness, which I prefer to call kindness, but if you want to call it love, it's totally fine if that word is something that you connect with. There can be gentleness, tenderness. So now it's also true that the intention, as much as we want to enabling the quality of goodness, there are many, many moments where we're going to be facing the exact same hindrances that Joseph talked about this morning. There's a way that we're going to be noticing the opposite state of kindness, the unkindness, and maybe the aversion, the anger. And what's so extraordinary is that in relationship to purifying the heart and mind, the antidote to anger and fear, these two mind states that are causing a lot of suffering and trouble within ourselves, is metta. So if there's fear, if there's anger, if there's resentment, if there's a quality of anxiety in our heart and mind, there's a way that we can nourish the heart and incline it to meet these mind states with metta. So it's the metta that meets the anger. It's metta that meets the fear. It's not to try to change the experience, but there's a possibility of allowing and opening the field to include and to receive the experience. In the very same way that we're doing during the day. So recognizing and the aspect of mindfulness, which is acceptance, here is the quality of metta. Acceptance is the metta, the kindness, the care, which then may nourish the non-identification, because this quality is not personal. And there's no doubt that on the way in our metta practice, we're going to meet what is called the near neighbor, which is the mind state closest to kindness, love, and that mind state is attachment. Okay, so it was spoken of last night, the difference between love and attachment. The attachment is seeking self-benefit. What is it in there for me? Me, 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 I is very important. So there's no doubt that when we do the practice, and we will see this, I mean, there's no doubt that as we're learning and as we're being with ourselves, the tendency for attachment to creep in is going to be very strong, because we're connecting, because we're there. So if we wish, we can really refine our practice in a way that, here again, the vipassana and the metta practice come together. Really, there's a real sense for me of one practice, and the whether you take one side of the coin or the other side of the coin, if you prefer, you want to take a hand, you really sense that there's the mindfulness which is supporting the quality of clear seeing. And in the clear seeing, rather than react, we call forth the kindness and the acceptance. And that changes completely the field of experience. And of course, it means that if there's reactivity and attachment, me and my pain, me and my anger, you can, as was said before, oh, this is anger. May I hold myself with care. And so that's not just the thought, it's just not a nice idea, but in the experience, if there's the presence of anger or sadness or doubt or any type of aversion, then that mind state can be received with care and kindness, and not opposed. So there isn't the layer of reactivity, but receptivity. And this helps the mindfulness, and of course, will allow for the non-identification, meaning that there's a letting go of that reactivity, and the spaciousness that metta offers brings that quality of, oh, it's just okay. It is just okay the way that it is. It doesn't need to be different. We don't need to change the experience, which is nothing else than reactivity, opposing, not wanting. So today, if you wish, you can allow yourself to, if you want, refine the practice in this way. Practicing metta for yourself in a very relaxed way, cultivating this beautiful quality of heart, whether it is energetically or using a word or a phrase at times. And then see, when you have the notion, you're aware, you recognize one of the hindrances come, to really take a moment and to bring in the kindness in relationship to that mind state, which is difficult. And if it helps, you'll see how you can find a place of support, of ground, within which the heart mind can relax, rest, and be a little more spacious instead of contracting. Nothing more. It's really nothing more than that. So we'll begin with the meditation, and here again, taking the time to find a posture which is comfortable, really needing to be comfortable in the body so we can relax. And yet there's a quality of alertness. Wakefulness. It's not about falling asleep and taking a nap in the best way possible, just really noticing that we are practicing and yet giving ourselves the softness, the kindness. And if you wish, you can very naturally begin by just a few moments of reflection. What do you wish for yourself? Just really, when you tap into your heart, which cares, what is it that you wish for yourself? Holding the intention, the quality that inclines towards cultivating this wish. Moments when you receive the kindness. Really allowing yourself to be in a space where there's the giving, but there's also the receiving, so that you can deeply sense just the very simple care. May I care for myself, or may I be happy, or may I accept myself, whatever it is that you may wish. The phrase is expressed, taking a moment to receive that intention, that wish. So it's felt in the best way that you can. And then just supporting your practice in the way that feels appropriate for you. Remembering that when there are difficult mind states or emotions, they don't need to go away. We don't need to get rid of anything. They can be received with kindness. This too can be cared for. Not throwing anything out of the heart mind. Not getting rid of anything. Receiving and allowing. letting be, letting go. And now towards the end of the sitting, there's anyone else than yourself in your practice, you can gently, in your own time, allow for that being or these beings to leave and reconnect with the inner experience. In silence, just noticing maybe the impact of the metta connection and welcoming whatever it is that you're experiencing in the best way possible without forcing. Oh, this is what is happening. May it be received. That experience may be. It may be extremely pleasant right now, or neutral, or unpleasant. Any type of quality in the mind or body sensation can be met with this sense of presence that holds kindness and care. Giving space. In a gentle way. As best possible. Ending the sitting in the way again that feels appropriate to you. You may wish to just stay silent internally and be quiet. Or you may wish to be a little more active and expand the wish to other beings. By thought, or just allowing the energy to opening the field of awareness, and letting anyone that's in this room come in your mind and wish them well. And then extending or expanding the wishful goodness, this good-heartedness, goodwill. everyone in this room and even further to the extent that you feel appropriate. May you be well, happy, in peace. Very simple generosity of heart. The simplicity comes from being able to open to the goodness of these beings. So here again, there's an intention to incline towards the good. And we can sense that there's an uplift when that's possible. Just a very simple openness, greater spaciousness, rather than staying constricted in the negative. And sometimes it's possible, sometimes not. And therefore, when it's not, we just are tender and gentle with our own heart. When there's pain, we care about our pain. This real potential to be able to care no matter what is happening, no matter what are the circumstances. And this is the peace here that is unconditional. It doesn't require specific conditions. We don't need to be a certain way to be able to be kind and offer metta. And that's what's so wonderful about this quality. It's not based in a demand or a sense of needing to be perfect. Just who we are. Good enough. And then if we have the little kind of words that say yes, but, just include the yes, but. So ending, if you wish, with a very simple wish for all beings to be happy and for all beings to live in peace. Mm-hmm.